USDA's Ag Statistics Service and the Department of Commerce have lowered their estimate on the peanut crop. Earlier, they had predicted that the U.S. peanut farmers would make 3,971 pounds per acre. That was dropped this week to 3,797 pounds per acre on the average. Most of the reduction was in the West area and in the North Carolina, Virginia area. It appears that Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and South Carolina shouldn't be close to the 4,000 pounds per acre. But overall, this will drop the carry forward into the new crop, which has been a damper on the market for the coming year. It appears now there'll only be about 1 million tons available going into the new crop. That's still too many, and farmers have already increased their acreage this year. So it's going to be an interesting marketing year this year, as contracts are still holding around that $425 per ton being offered. Another watch is the Argentina crop. That Argentina crop, they said this week, is about 75% complete. There's a marked variation in the various yields in Argentina, and they are the number one competitor by the U.S. in the European market. They're all trying to ship into that European market prior to the Christmas holidays. Yields are expected in Argentina to be down, and the variation in the yield per acre is also down. They said planting intentions next year would also drop because of the landowners wanting higher prices and peanuts being sold for lower prices. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.